Hey, you in the cubicle work harder. Ah, but the key here is to, like, stress out and not stress out, but to chill out, find a way to be relaxed, get enough rest, and you will be so much more productive. But now the trick is to get our bosses to recognize this. Kathleen Hall is founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and the Stress Institute. And it is, you know, when you think about it, it makes so much sense. If you're relaxed, you get more done.
Absolutely. Good morning, Mike and Bruce. You know, the old paradigm is you work harder and you'll see the pictures of files stacked up on your desk and all those things and working 20, 18 hours. It also used to be a sign of a loyal employee when you would leave them at night and see them in the morning or see that their light was still on. And now the science is showing us exactly the opposite, that we really need our productivity only lasts 90 minutes. We were not supposed to be sustainably working all day long. And the corporations are learning that, though, in big ways because their productivity suffers because of it. They have more sick days of employees off. The medication and the pharma costs have gone up. So anyway, and there are things you can do about it. The three big things, and especially burnout, is the biggest problem. Once you have burnout, stress is different than burnout. Stress is, you know, over and over again. Burnout actually shuts the body down. You start getting depressed. And you can actually have long-term psychological effects, and you may even have to quit your job and take off. So you don't want to do that. Number one is to recognize the burnout and to recognize your symptoms. Second is to reverse it, which means pull back and take care of yourself. And third is you can really build up resilience to it completely. So let me give you some tips. First is begin with your commute. Most people get from their commute, they're drunk, caffeine, coffee. They're hyped up. That starts your day too fast. Start the day with a relaxing ritual. Go in, take a couple deep breaths before you even start work. Set boundaries. Don't overextend yourself. And take a break from technology. Even if it's for 5 minutes, put it down. Learn little short things that you can do, like be grateful. It's impossible to experience stress and gratitude at the same time. Exercise for a moment. Stand up, turn around, walk around your desk, do some yoga stretches. Eat something delicious. Keep something you love in your drawer. Or the best thing would be to walk down to a break room so you get a little walk and a little treat, too. Things like almonds, walnuts, bananas, all those are loaded with omega-3s and can produce serotonin. All kinds of tips. Anything else, Mike and Bruce?
Well, all good ideas. It'd be nice if the employers buy into that as quickly as employees do. But any advice helps, and we appreciate the tips. Dr. Kathleen Hall, founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and the Stress Institute.